We'll do a review of Likutei Sichas in Chelek Chof Gimel in volume 23. And this is the second Sicha for Chag HaShavuos, for Shavuos. In this Sicha, the Rebbe points out that the Yom Tov Shavuos is unique, that one is not allowed to fast on it at all. You must eat on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. While there could be situations in under Yom Tovim and on Shabbos that you don't eat because it's a tainus cholim, etc., but yet that does not apply to Shavuos. By Shavuos, one has to eat. And the Rebbe's question is, well, Shavuos is actually associated with Matan Torah. So why should we have to eat? Matan Torah is a spiritual. So why is it that the other Yom Tovim, like Pesach and Sukkot, where the commemoration is the spiritual, the physical, Hashem took us out of Egypt, Hashem provided the Sukkot, so that they don't get beaten up by the sun and the cold, so they had the Sukkot. Those are all physical benefits. And over there could be situations where there is no physical benefit to the body because he fasts. And on the other hand, by Shavuos, it has to reach also the physical level that the body has to enjoy the food, even though Shavuos is for a spiritual reason, is for Matan Torah. The Rebbe explains that because by Matan Torah, because it was the revelation of Atzmus, it has to penetrate every area. So physicality should not be a limitation and say, oh, we can't reach there, we can't eat today. It has to come down even in that level, as the Rebbe will explain in detail. We'll go step by step. Aleph. Chag HaShavuos Beis Aleph. The Yom Tov for Shavuos is ausgeteilt von der anderen Regolim. The holiday of Shavuos is distinguished from the other festival. Their meat was the fact that in the Gemara there is a disagreement whether you have to enjoy a lot of fast on Yom Tov or not. But with regards, the Gemara says that Hakol Meidim Ba'atzeres Deba'ino Nami Lachem. But all opinions, they all hold that when we talk about Shavuos, we also need Lachem. Lachem means that the person needs to enjoy. It has to be Lachem. It has to be for the person's body. So while there's a disagreement by the other Yomim Tovim whether it needs to be Lachem or not, but by Shavuos, everybody agrees. My time, what's the reason for that? So the Gemara says that Yom Shenitna by Torahu, it's the day that the Torah was given, and as we'll see, we have to show that we are happy, the Torah is not a yoke, that we're happy with the Torah, so that's why we're supposed to be eating. By the other Yomim Tovim, by the other holidays, is Farana Plukta. There is a disagreement, whether you can conduct yourself in a way of Kulu LaHashem. Some places the Pasuk says LaHashem. Some places the Pasuk says Lochem, which means that the holiday should be to Hashem, and some place should be Lochem. So we say there's a disagreement whether you can be Kulu LaHashem. You can devote the entire day to Hashem. You don't have to eat or drink or do any celebrations in which you benefit. According to the other opinion over there, it could be half for Hashem and half for you, but we don't. That's only by the other holidays. Mashenkin by Shavuos, as opposed to Yom Tov Shavuos, zayin alim moide debayino nami lochem. So everybody agrees that we also need to have lochem. You cannot just devote it only for Hashem. You need lochem. That the person should rejoice with his eating and his drinking, laharis, to show that it's comfortable. So Rashi's language in Gemara Pesachim, that it's comfortable and it's accepted this day to the Yidden that the Torah was given. They must have Lochem. So by Shavuos you need Lochem. So that's unique Other holidays we don't need necessary lochem. There's opinions that you don't need lochem. But by Shavuos, everybody agrees you need lochem. That's according to the Svar and the Gemara. Even according to the halacha. Unafilu lefi halacha. Even according to the halacha. As by ale yomim tovim muzayin chetzi lochem. That by all, by yomim tovim, it still has to be half for you. That means that on Pesach and Sukkot we also need the chetzi lochem. And still, Shavuos is distinguished. And the other Yom Tov, you must celebrate the joy of Yom Tov by eating and drinking. There still exists a distinction, a difference between Shavuos as relative to the other holidays. So first of all, in the Gemara, everybody agrees, but even according to that, by Shavuos, we would need Lochem. But even according to the halacha that in all holidays you need lachem, there's still a distinction from Shavuos. By Shar Yomim Tovim V'Shabbos, by the other Yom Tov and Shabbos, is there din the halacha is as men make fast in a tiny chol, that you are permitted to fast for a dream. If a person has a certain dream which requires fasting, so you can do it even on Yom Tov and Shabbosis. How come? Bormaf al piya says his daughter chiyuk fun oinek Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Although there is an obligation of delighting the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, so how come we allow you to fast? Hayos ober az nafshi aguma al chalomei. Since he feels bad, his heart is sad. For the dream, he feels bad because of the dream. So it turns out that fasting is his pleasure. So to fast for a cholim, a tainus cholim fast, is allowed even on Shabbos and Yom Tov because that's the pleasure for the person. As opposed to the Shavuos festival, over there you're not allowed to fast a tainus cholim. It's vibald. Since you have to eat and drink to show that it is comfortable and it's acceptable for the day that the Torah was given in it, that Shavuos Yom Tov was given in it, it's something which is comfortable and it's acceptable. This is the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, the language of the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to fast for a dream. Thus haste. So what does this mean? As bechaga Shavuos, that on the festival of Shavuos is faran, exists nit nor del chiyuv von einik bechlal, not just the general idea of delighting on Yom Tov, b'meila ken dozayin durch dem einik von tainus cholim, then you should be able to achieve that by fasting a tainus cholim, as we said before. He enjoys the fasting because otherwise he's upset, actually. So the fasting is his tainuk. But by Shavuos, there's an additional, besides being tainuk, so then you should be able to fulfill it also by fasting. Nor achiyuv achila, there is actually an obligation to eat. Tzorich lechel, as the Alter Rebbe writes, you need to eat chulu laharis, shenoyechu mekubu chulu, to show, to demonstrate that it is comfortable and acceptable for you the day that the Torah will give. So from all this we see that Shavuos is more associated with eating and drinking. Aside from the Gemara and Sayin Halacha, that by Shavuos we all need the Lochem, we need to actually eat and drink. So, but when we look at the reason why we celebrate, it seems like Shavuos is celebrated for a spiritual miracle, the giving of the Torah, something spiritual, and Pesach and the Sukkot celebrate physical. And here we don't need food. By Pesach and Sukkot, there could be cases that you don't have food if the person has delight else otherwise, and by Shavuos, tafke food. And the similar idea is expressed, and the Rebbe doesn't bring it down here, with regards to Purim and Hanukkah, that by Purim we have a meal. Over there was mainly a physical, and by Hanukkah it's not so much of a meal over there because it's more a spiritual. In any event, in Plugi says Adover Tomua, seemingly this seems to be something surprising. The Moyadim Pesach and Sukkah, the festivals of Pesach and Sukkah, Zainen Azecher Beikir Tzuchsodim Gashmim, they are a remembrance mainly to physical kindness. The Chedus from Shibud Mitzrayim BePesach, we talk about freedom from the enslavement in Egypt, that takes place on Pesach. Basukkah Seshaftes Bnei Yisrael Betziyah Yisro Meres Mitzrayim. And the fact that Hashem settled the Bnei Yisrael in Sukkot at the time that He took them out from the land of Egypt, the Anani HaKovid, we're talking about the clouds of glory, Sheikifon Bahem Litzel, in which Hashem surrounded them for shade, Lebal Yaakov Bahem Shadav Vishemesh, so that the heat and the sun should not beat up on them. That's why it was a physical protection by this Sukkot from physical discomfort. So it's all associated to chasodim gashmim, physical. And yet, ken bazei zayin afal, there could be a situation in the cases of Sukkot and Pesach, when their obligation to the light is being accomplished, nit dur chasuda gashmi, not through a physical meal, nor farkert, but on the contrary, dur chatayin is through a fast day. Undav kebay chag haShavuos, and specifically when it talks about the festival of Shavuos, yom shenitna by Torah, that's the day that the Torah was given, so that celebrates chag haShavuos, as the Gemara says. That's why you have to show Noach Mekubot, Rashi brings down on the Gemara. Vos is in Gansana, Inyan from Chesed Ruchni. That's a total spiritual kindness. Muz Oineg Vesimchas Yontiv Zayin Alamol. You always have to have the delight and the joy of Yontiv all the time. Farbundun Davki Mitachila. Associated, tied specifically to eating Gashmis, which is a Achila Gashmis, which is a physical eating. Fast. That's why you're not allowed to fast a tiniest of cholim, because you got to eat. High time gufa, and the reason for it is, well, it's not about Torah. Torah was given, but Torah essentially is a spiritual benefit, and here the expression of it is dafke in the physical, that you're not allowed to fast and you must eat on Shavuos. So Oizbeis, the Rebbe continues by explaining the idea of Oineg on Shabbos Yom Tov. Beis, zu verstehen das, in order to understand this, darf man früher mevayer sein, we need to first explain the klolos that can get there for Chiv Oineg Shabbos Yom Tov, the general definitions, the general boundaries of what is the obligation of delighting Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Iker Chiyuv Oineg B'Shabbos and Yom Tov is Davke B'Achila Ushtiyah. The main obligation of Oineg Shabbos and Yom Tov is specifically eating and drinking. Can't say, oh, I'm going to delight the Shabbos with some other matters. You have to eat and drink. That's the main way. And even in the case when you're allowed to fast, was the faris der din. Therefore, the halacha is as af al piyaz men mek fast natainis cholam b'shabbos v'yom tov kenal. That although you're permitted to fast a fast of a dream on Shabbos and Yom Tov, like said earlier, fun deswegen, and yet we say der vos hot gefast darf noch dem fasten, oi tainis b'choil, needs to have an additional fast in the weekday, she is kapraloi, that he should be atoned for fasting. Why does he need to be atoned for fasting? But that was his delight. No. Val mitzayin tainis cholem bitl ikir oinig Shabbos. While he had a pleasure from fasting for the tainis cholem, but he has negated the main Oinek Shabbos, which is through eating and drinking. Nochmer, furthermore, der heter zu fasten b'Shabbos v'yomtiv is nor by atainis cholim. And we say also, furthermore, that we see how important really is to eat and drink on Shabbos. The main tainug is that you only excuse the person from eating and drinking is only allowed only when it's a tiny scholem. Other added to that, or if eating on Shabbos is painful to you. But if a person wants to fast for a Jew wants to fast for some other reason, even if it's you want to do teshuva or it's a righteous, and he has delight in fasting, that is also, it's still prohibited. Why? He should not change the takonis of the Chachomim, who instituted, how do you delight according to the Chachomim, writes the Alter Rebbe, it's the Loshon of the Alter Rebbe, Begimul Sudas, do it in three meals, Be'oineg Achar, and you should not exchange that for some other delight, She'ene Muchrach She'yiyeh B'Shabbos, that doesn't have to be in Shabbos. Go fast some other time, don't change Shabbos's delights, which the Chachamim wanted to delight it specifically through eating and drinking. So that's why we have limitation. First of all, if you did fast, you have to sort of make up for fasting, and for a tiny scholem even, and we also don't allow it only for a tiny scholem. But what's the reason? If the whole idea that you delight, what do we care how the person is delighted? Why did the Chacham say l'chatchila, this is the way to have the delight, and you shouldn't exchange it? Why did they care that you should delight whatever brings you pleasure? Daf mefashtein, v'bal, das der din einig is nitachilek shalatzma. Since the halacha of delighting is not just the eating by itself, nor blois tulib dem einig shabo, it's because of the pleasure. Why are we required to eat? Because there's pleasure. Mitzvah Sudas Shabbos Eino Ela Bishvil Oinig. He quotes the Alter Rebbe that the reason we eat the meals of Shabbos is for pleasure. Biz as der Oinig Shabbos V'yom Tevert Farechen V'yam Mitzvah V'sis Tluyo B'das Odom. The mitzvah of delighting in Shabbos V'yom Tev is considered a mitzvah which hinges on the person's mind, whatever he enjoys, technically. V'bald Menmek fasten atainis cholum mishum da atainis einigloi. So that's why you're allowed to fast atainis cholum, because the tainig is a pleasure to him, so it goes by the person, what he enjoys. That's why we allow atainis cholum. The tluyi b'dasa odom is the language of Kuntra Sachem and Alter Rebbe. Favosot me melchatchilo oizkishtol damchi v'einig. So how come to begin with, the way it was set up, the obligation of delighting on Shabbos, dafke duch achilos tiyeh, specifically through eating and drinking, umentor nit machlu zayin enek chachomim beenek achar, and you're not allowed to change the delight the chachomim gave you with some other delight. L'chayre, it would seem, hot in dem nit gidarv zayin kintanai, should not have been, seemingly, in this a condition, the kavua, something set, for Alam and for everybody. Not yet there is on Mekayim Zayin Mitzvah Zayin, but each, everyone should fulfill the Mitzvah of the light, midem vos er izich derfum misanik, and what he receives the light. Seemingly that should be the Mitzvah of Tainuk. So, while it's true, em es taka der Tainuk fun roiv, b'nei odom is fun achilu shtila, that the light of most people is from eating and drinking, bachilas boser shtis yain, and eating meat and drinking wine, das is aber klal nit machriach, but that at all does not force us, as by miut, is an ander oifon von tainug, that by the minority, other forms of pleasure, V'ledugma, as for example, dizlocha matainik for natainik shel tshuva. Those who delight in a fast of tshuva. Zo bazei nit kesen kenoinik. So why does it tell you that that should not be delight? They want to delight in something which you don't consider delight, but the minority. Why did we exclude the minority, and why do we make the tainug in any set way and not have said, let everybody delight the way they feel pleasure from? Gimel, is the beard in them? So what is the explanation? Why is it Davke Achila Ushtia was set up by eating and drinking? Teure mitzvahs seinen gegeben geworden zu Yidden. Teure mitzvahs were given to Yidden, wie sie seinen neshames begufim. As Yidden have a soul in a body. Not the soul, but souls and bodies. Davke. As Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to the Malachim, when they asked for the Torah, Av vo'em yesh lachem, do you have a father and mother? You're not in the physical world. Und der Tam der Reif is, why is it? Why Dake? Is weil der Tikkun, was mitzvahs tun oif, in der Menschen, because the correction that Torah mitzvahs accomplish by the person, kemayim razal, leinitno, amitzvahs elutzaret behem, as abriyas, that the mitzvahs were given just to purify the creation, is nitzulib der neshama la'atzma. That's not for the neshama itself. But a neshama la'atzma ein etzricha tikkun, neshama itself does not require correction. So the Chazal say, k'mayim razal, le'nitna mitzvahs elo le'tzari behem asabriyas. It's given to refine the creations. And that happens when the neshama is in the body, is nitzulib the neshama la'atzma. That's not for the soul itself. For a neshama atzma in a tzricha tikkun, the neshama itself does not require any correction. Nor tzulib dem guf. This is because of the body. As oich der guf von ayidin zol vern tzorf. That also the body of the yid should become refined. Und durchgenommen mit Kedushas HaMitzvahs and penetrated, taken through with the sanctity of the mitzvah. It's the body that needs to also be affected, impacted by this. Der far is verstanding. That's what the fun is verstanding. So this one from this it's understood. That does was Torah zogt on. That this that the Torah instructs as Shabbos or the Yom Tov, that on Shabbos or Yom Tov darf sein des man von Oynik by Yidden. That needs to be the time of delight by Yidden. Lochem for you meint es nit. It doesn't mean as nor de neshome zol hob matayn gruchni, that only the soul shall have a spiritual delight for Yom Shabbos and Yom Tov, from the day of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Nor euch as euch der guf. So filun an oinek, but also that the body shall feel a delight. Der fun was dos is yoim hashabbos. The fact that this is yoim hashabbos. So that is the main point. The adrabe. Not only should the body also feel that it's yoim hashabbos, that ikar amikuvar from their mitzvah is davke the letzar of dem guf. That is the main idea of this mitzvah. Is specifically to refine the body. Und wie bald as der Tainuk Tivi von a Guf, since the natural delight of a body is von a Chile Vishtia, is eating and drinking. Der Riber zog Teure, that's why Teure says, as Chiv Oynig is durch a Chile Davke, that's why Teure says, the obligation to delight is eating the bodily delight. Weil Davke bei Oifun Zeh wird aufgetan, because only in that way you accomplish as that Einik Shabbos is mitzarev, that the light of Shabbos refines nem durch dem guf mamish, that it penetrates and it takes through the body, actual body. Mashenkin atayne shul tshuva ukiyotzibay, as opposed to a fast of tshuva or similar, is doch dos nitkin hanoa einik, that is not then a delight, a pleasure for a guf, for the body, nor a tainug ruchni for the neshama, This is a spiritual delight for the soul. Even if you are at a level that when Ayid impacted himself, as ein guf zol nit feeling kein tsar from them tainis, that his body shall not feel pain of the fast day. Or the nachmer, even more, the person worked it through that whatever enjoys the soul, the body enjoys. Or the nachmer, oich der guf feel tagvisen einig der fun. Also the body senses a certain delight from the fact was in his shoma tainuk. That the neshama has the delight. Al derech v'yashmua toivo tedatzin eshem kipshuto. Similar to the idea, when there's a good news, it actually impacts and it fattens the bone, literally. So it's not a physical, it's a spiritual good news, impacts the physical. So that means that there is an impact from the spiritual and the physical. So the spiritual delight that he has from fasting sort of impacts also that he has a physical delight from this. Is doch dos ober nit kein einig aguf mitzad atzmai. But then that still is not a delight of the body from itself. Er soll sich misanig sein von Hashmur oder von Atein, is that the body itself delights from something, a good news, or from the fast. Nor mitzad der shlita b'teva o deduch aveda. Either because naturally there is a dominance, or you work through that you dominate from the neshama from guf. Heipich teva guf, that the neshama will dominate the body opposite of the normal nature of the body. And the nature now of the body accepts and delights of the neshama. Even if you're talking about a body that has been refined and is holy, still, it's not the body itself. It's outside of the body that refined it. And that's not the idea, is that the body in of itself should delight. Under far torment, Shabbos v'yom tov nitfast nazat tainis. That's why in Shabbos and Yom Tov you're not allowed to fast. As such a fast shall tshuva k'yoytzeboy. The exception is tainis cholam, but a tshuva you're not allowed to. Even if he has a delight in that fast day. Nor men muz ma'anik zayn dem Shabbos. But you must delight the Shabbos davke mitachila ushtia bazanin an einuk far dem guf, specifically with eating and drinking, which is a delight for the body. Ma'ay taima is der din. And for that reason, is the halacha becomes, as the Rebbe said earlier, afila by tainis cholam b'shabbos v'yomtiv, even when tainis cholam b'shabbos v'yomtiv, that it was allowed, choch mehot dos yematrik, and although that has been permitted, but still, as medarfev dem akapor, you still need an atonement. Hayois mehodurch dem vatal given iker einik shabbos, that you negated the main Oynik Shabbos, which was that the body should of itself should benefit, and you negated it because of the Tainus Cholam, which they allowed you to, but that's why you have to make a fast to atone for taking away from the bodily Tainuk, even though you swapped it for a Tainus Cholam, which was allowed. Dalit. And now the Rebbe says, the main example is Tainis Cholam, that you can fast on Shabbos. That's the main example, even though there is other examples, but that's the main example. The Rebbe wants to associate that this has to do with the idea of a Cholim, and because of confusion, and that's why you take away from the Achilus to you. Let's see what the Rebbe says. Dalin. Yeshloimar. You can say Ados Eichder Tam Al Derech Haremes of them, that this is also the reason, but by way of a hint on the fact. Bos Agam as in Shulchan Aruch werden gebracht. Although in the Shulchan Aruch it's brought down in Tzugab to Tainis Cholam, in addition to a fast for a dream that one can fast on Shabbos, noch Falun, additional cases. Ben Esizdo Aheter, when there is an allowance, Nitzu es nor order to fast on Shabbos, not to eat or to fast on Shabbos. Valdosis farim anoini, because that becomes a delight. So, while in Shulchan Aruch, the main, but there is other cases, but we'll see. The main case still remains at Tainus Cholim. It gives examples. V'bayan odom shachila mazekes loy, a person who's eating does damage to him. Shos einig hu loy shaloy lechel. So then there's a pleasure not to eat. Or that einer v'si eingevein to fast and bechol yom, or one who is used to fasting every day. V'chila b'shabbes tzaru loy, and then eating on Shabbos will be painful for him, ibnei shinui vesis, because he's changing his usual, which he's always fasting. But yet the Rebbe says the hint is from deswegen vert in shas in the Gemara, der man befeirish, that the Gemara only mentions specifically blois dem heter von tainus cholim, only the allowance for a fast, for a dream. Was du funis verstandig, that's understood as the yisoy da heter from the andere fallen, that the basis of the allowance for the other cases is der din von tainus cholim, it's the law of tainus cholim. From them learned man up, from the law, the way it applies tainus cholim, we also derive, we learn from this, as mitzvahs oinek Shabbos v'yomtev, that the mitzvah, the lighting Shabbos v'yomtev, is nitkin chiyuv achila farzich, that it's not an obligation to eat by itself. There's no thing you have to eat the Shabbos v'yomtev. You have to pleasure Shabbos v'yomtev, and sometimes you can substitute it. Nor to live the main Shabbos, that the eating is because of the lighting of Shabbos. Und der Riber, when der Odom is sich misanek, fun nitasna. Therefore, when the person delights from not eating, megman fast, and then you're allowed to fast. That's the basis from the Tainus Cholim. So Tainus Cholim teaches us that there's no mitzvah to eat. It's a mitzvah to delight. And if you can get your delight other ways, so in these certain circumstances, you are able to substitute it. So kemen zogun, so the Rebbe would say by the hint, why is it all barachcholim? As der tam was chazal, haben Beicher gewend zu sagen dem Heter, dafke bei Tainus Cholim. The reason why our sages of blessed memory chose to give this allowance specifically by Tainus Cholim, gedei dem mitzum ramezayin, in order to hint to this, as the mitzias haheter von Tainus b'Shabbes, that the case, the existence of such a allowance for fasting on Shabbos, meis tam shiyah, whatever time, that creates the condition that holds a Jew back from delighting by eating and drinking. This comes from the fact that we're in a situation of a spiritual dream. We are asleep and we are blocked. We're exiled, the soul and the body. There is a separation. We're in a dream, and we are blocked from the Rishon Beguf. Unochmer von Shina veHester Agolus Kipshutei. And more than that, not just personally, his own personal condition, but this is a general condition that the exile brings people to a level of sleeping and obscurity, not to see, and that's why there can be a condition that a person cannot delight with the body the way he should. As explained in Torah Eir, on the verse that we were like dreamers. Just like a dream can connect two opposites, carries them together. When you sleep, your seichel leaves you. The power of imagination remains. Azoy is oich by Yidden is managolus. Likewise is by Yidden in the time of exile. as to leave them Helam veHester from Golus, because of the block and the obscurity of exile. Is recht as by Zeizon Zayin Beizvorim Avchimitz possible that by them there should be two contradictory matters together. Shas and Davnen, when he's Davnen, statement in at Nua Funis Oiris Amitus, you're in a move of true arousal, Bachlota Toiva Chulu, making good decision. That's on one hand. Unoch and Davnen, and after he finishes Davnen, he's all those vergessen werden, not gede kach, you forget it to such an extent, as er ken sich firen hepech from them, he can conduct himself opposite from that, Vosarat Machlivim Shazat Filo, from what he decided during his davening. That is like a dream, which there's opposites. So, why do we call this he's asleep? Vorm Viz Shaykh Bayayidin? How does it even apply to a Yid, Azazach, such a thing? As in a talk from Shabbos or the Yontif, that it's a day of Shabbos and Yontif, was is a mitzvah la'am goy bachilu shtir, in which there is a mitzvah to delight it by eating and drinking. So sein guf imene sein von dem tainug, his body prevents him from this delight. He doesn't wants to fast. Chinui vesis tainus cholim is going to be a but it's going to be pain for him. We're not talking about somebody who behaves and does against what the Torah wants. We're talking about one who puts an effort in to lead his life according to the Torah. And yet his body isn't fit to receive that pleasure. He wants to fast. So why is that so? Is das nur der Farvaser is in a maimed umatzav von cholim? It's only because he's standing. His situation is that he's in a dream. Hester hagolus, the obscurity, golus blocks. Eris taka yid vos firzach al pi Torah. He is actually a yid that conducts himself according to Torah. Aber zusammen der mit, but yet together with that comes along. In this case, is da hester. There is a block. Was the lost nit as the oneg haShabbos zolim duchnam does not allow for the light of Shabbos should take him through to penetrate him. This as we say, guf zol der Herrn kideboyas his Shabbos to the extent that his body should also sense that properly that it's Shabbos. Then by involt other hester nit given had the person not had that blockage and that hip obscurity. From Zeman, Eberster sanctified the seventh day in time, this holy time. But those the Yom HaShabbat, that's the day of Shabbos, or the Yontav or Yontav, Gepoilt of Zain Guf, that would have impacted his body, as Heint Zolder Yehoven Tainik, that today he will have the light from Achil of meeting. Even though in the rest of the year it's opposite, he's always fasting, enjoying it. But when Shabbos comes, it should change around. It's vaikachayu. While Shabbos is a tog, was bring tainig in al inyonim. Shabbos brings the light in all matters. It should have bring you the light also. That you should be enjoy the eating. Norvibal das toydis inyonim. Tzubavorinen. So why does Torah allow him to fast? Because Torah idea is to protect and take care of. Und gefinnen eitz is to find advice. Afilu farazavos gefinnt sich in a zustand von cholem, even in somebody who is in a situation of a dream. Be a state of Torah, because as we say about Torah, Torah protects everybody. So even if you're in a cholem, the Eberster and the Torah gives you an allowance, because on the Torah it says, Azir Pu'ula is lahavdil bein atome bein atoir, that it also to distinguish between tome and toir, which means it takes into consideration the tome and the toir has to distinguish. The lechayre tome and toir zanitzoyafochim. Torah and Torah are two opposite. Why do we need to come onto Torah if to mavdil zayin tzvishin zay in order to separate between the Tomei and the Torah? Norval dehiron siyua fun Torah, but because the lesson and the support of Torah is oich farazav is in amatzah fun shina v'cholim, is also somebody who is in a condition of sleeping in a dream. Und kann der Fahr zu neuf mischen zwei Hafochen, mit Tomei, mit Teuer. He can mix in two opposite, of Tomei and Teuer. Lost sich harob Teuer, euch zu ihm, und is mavdil bein a Teuer bein a Tomei. The Teuer also descends down to even to that person who is in a sleep and a dream. And when he's in a sleep and a dream, he might mix up Tomei and Teuer. So the Torah lowers itself, oich zu ihm, und is mavdil bein a Torah bein a Tomei, to separate between Torah and Tomei. The Riber gives Torah oich an Eitzem. That's why Torah gives also advice to leave them, to the person. Vosulibun has to design guf im menei machila Shabbos yomtev. Because of this blockage, his body prevents him from eating a Shabbos yomtev. And the Torah is a matter to fast, and the Torah allows you to fast. Bald, as in sein itzdike matzav, he does sein tainug, in his present condition, that is his delight. So the Torah allows for that as well, for a person who's in the level in a dream now, and we need to help him out. And if that's his pleasure, we're going to give him that pleasure and allowing him to fast. Hey. Based on the above, we understand the difference between Shavuos and Shar Yomim Tovim Shabbosis, between Shavuos and the rest of Shabbos and Yom Tov, which basically the revelation of Shavuos is so powerful that it doesn't allow for any obscurity, and you have to delight on the physical way, the way it's meant to be. The Chiddush in the Rizgalus Alakus. The novelty in the godly revelation that took place at the time of Matan Torah, legabe de andere giluim, relative to the other revelation in the moyadim uzmanim, in the festivals and the times, is was by Matan Torah das durchgenommen der ganze Brie, by the Matan Torah it had penetrated and it taken through the entire creation. The estate, as it's written, as der Koil von Matan Torah zu gehört, that the sound of Matan Torah was heard from alle dalle druches, um il mailu mil mata, from all four corners and from above and below. Bis as siper loy tzovach, a bird did not yell, did not chirp. Chulu shoyr lego, the ox didn't make the noise. Ha'olam shoyseg u'machlish, the world was silence and keeping quiet. U'nochmer, and furthermore, so by Matan Torah, it penetrated the entire creation, as is stated, as der Koil von Matan Torah zu gehört von alle dalle Druches, no mai lamato, bis as zipur lezova, chulu shoyr lego, hoilum shoyr gemachrish. Und noch mehr, and even more than this, der Koil von der Aseres Adibres ist nichtet geworden, afili in dem Doimim von Welt. The voice of these 10 sayings was absorbed, even in the inanimate of the world. V'gerat amol barucha. As we've spoken in the past, at length, as the faris nit given kim basko fun nem koil fun aseres adibris. That's why there wasn't an echo of the voice of the 10 commandments, is because it entered into the inanimate, into the doimim. Und das der Fahr, and why is this? Because, was bei Matan Torah is given, these galus von Atzmus und Mehus allein. Because at Matan Torah there was the revelation from the essence and Hashem alone. Was hat sich kaviyochel hereingegeben in Torah, which, so to speak, put himself into Torah. Kemaymer Chazal, as the saying of our sages of blessed memory, as the word Anoichi, that the word Anoichi has cholas, Aseres HaDivris, the beginning of the Aseres HaDivris, Matan Torah, is Rosh HaTevis, Anon Nafshik, Sofis Yehovis. It's an abbreviation, I, my soul, have written and given myself into thee. That Anoichi, the word Anoichi, Misha Anoichi, the highest level, whoever I am, there's no name here, there's just I. Whoever I am, that is the highest level. Atzmus Alein, that's essence, Hashem Himself. Zokti says, Anon Nafshik, Sofis Yehovis, Azer Gita Rein. That he gives in Ksovis Yehovis. He, Zayin Atzmus Nafshin Toiro, that he gives his essence Ksovis Yehovis. He's given himself over into Toiro. On the Baal, does Eris der Blikvul Amiti. Since Hashem is the true, unlimited, infinite, is Nitoke Nort Vider Isgalus der Leichnit. There is no place where that revelation does not reach. Was there far? That's why Matan Torah had penetrated the ganze Bria, the entire creation. Und der mit wird euch sein move on der tam. And with this, we'd also understand the reason. Verwas mit tornit fasten kein tainis cholem bechag haShavuos. Why you're not allowed to fast a fast of a dream on the Chag haShavuos and Shavuos? Therefore. But this is Yom Shenit No Boi Teira. Teira has been given then. Vibal Das Chag HaShavuos is there Yom Shenit No Boi Teira. Since Chag HaShavuos is the day the Teira was given, but this Odurginum the ganze Bria that had penetrated the entire creation on Kinnak Bo without any limitation. Darf Oich the Simcha from Chag HaShavuos. Therefore, the joy of the festival of Shavuos Zayna Bilti Mukbelas. It needs to be an unrestricted, an unlimited. Joy, bis as only Zayin kein Ort by mention, should be no place by the person who has der Greichnit the Simcha from Matan Torah, where the joy of Matan Torah would not reach. Could be no blocking that, not like by the other Yomim Tovim. By other Yomim Tovim, by other Yomim Tovim, Balze Zayinen, verbunden mit Eures Vigiluim, since they are connected with the light and revelation, can the Riber Zayin an Ort? Therefore, there can be a room, a place, for Hester Acholim, that the dream blocks, was his Meneyah Farshtelt, Eidem Simcha Fun Yomtev, which prevents and blocks the joy of Yomtev. Over of the Simcha Fun Torah is Nechayach Kin Hester, but the joy of Torah doesn't apply, no blockage, nothing has Nemt Durch. Alle Madregas, it penetrates all levels. Umatu, afilu in the Madregas atichitach toynis, even in this lowest of level, herzich, in the lowest of levels, it's you sense this is noyach mekubul, that inyan from Matan Torah, that it's comfortable, acceptable, the idea of Matan Torah. So your body, your physical, is not blocked. And should and needs to participate and get that joy. Meila kumta sarop, and therefore it descends afilu noilu machalomis. Even in the world of cholim, in the golus, in the world when we're confusing in achila eating as afilu van einer hota cholim, and even when you have a dream was geveintlich normally voltos need their lost. Normally that would not allow. As an guvzel can open tainig machila, that his body should be able to get enjoyment, pleasure from eating. Tutoiv the simcha von shavuos, yet the simcha of shavuos accomplishes as oich by him verta simcha, that also by him becomes a joy. By that person who is in the level of chaloimis, the infinite nature of the simcha. Of Matan Torah, which reaches everybody, as oich by him verta simcha, by him too becomes a joy. But by him is noich mekubal, because by him it's comfortable and acceptable. Yom shenitna by Torah, Torah was given, and it comes down to the level that his body eats achila ushtia, regardless of the reasons which work in other Yom Tovim, but they don't work for. Shavuos, this is Mesichas, Yoim Beis Dechag HaShavuos, Tovshin Chof Dalet.